Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Yes, I greet you from the island nation of Sri Lanka, where I am back on island soil, back on the wall, back in the fight, back in the thick of it. Yes. No, I know. It's the world is swirling, turning, churning, doing all of its shenanigans, and in the middle of it, you just want to follow Christ. You just want to be what He made you to be. You desire His peace, His plan, His purpose. All that He has for you is there's something in the core of you that wants that. And you know, this whole thing that we're in is part of this process. This whole thing that we're in is part of the birthing process into the life after this one. You know, it's that new birth experience happens when a spirit is quickened by the Spirit of Christ. When somebody bows their knee before the living God and says, "Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. And Lord, lead and guide me. Lord, you have your way. I trust you." When somebody gives their life over to Him and allows Him to pay that price for their sins that they could never pay, when somebody does that, what ends up happening is their entire reality changes. You go from darkness unto light, from the power of Satan unto God. And the moment that you go from dark to light, you go from off to on. You go from one state of being to the other. You go from being a sword in the hand of Goliath to a sword in the hand of David. You go from you go from one camp to the other. So those who were your enemies before now become your allies. And those who were your allies before now become your enemies. Oh, yes. That's quite a shift for a lot of people. They're not used to that. They're not used to, at one point, the very people that they trusted, that they that had their back in the world system, are now the very ones that are shooting at them. They're not used to that. But you know what? That's part of it. Because you go against the grain of the world system. Your very existence goes against the grain of the world system because you walk with Him. And they know that. And you got to know that. So you got to be okay with that. And I know that's a hard one. It's for you to be okay with that. For you to be okay with the fact that though you do good and right by people, at the end of the day, they do their craziness. Now, here's the thing. When when you and I, a brother and sister in Christ, somebody wrote in the other day, and they had a cool insight into all this stuff too. They were talking about how, when somebody does the things that they do, you got to keep in mind and remember that it's not them doing it. It's the spirit. It's another spirit that's living in them that causes and propels that person to be like that. And you know, it is. That's true. I mean, in that, you know, when you are a slave to darkness, when you are a slave to the world, you're compelled to do the bidding of the world and the world system. The world system is, you know, once people sell out and they're into that, it's a very strong chain of command. And, you know, you don't break rank, you don't break file, you do what you're told in that system. Whereas, you know, and you know what, the kingdom of God too You know, we as well do what we're told, but we do it as led by the Spirit of God. We do it as out of our free will. We do it because if Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey me. We do it out of love. And there's a fulfillment in what we do as we're led by Christ, as we're led by the Spirit of God to participate in life the way that we do. So, you and I face challenges and tribulations of all kinds. You and I are called to overcome. You and I face these things because, you know, it is part of God's will for us. You know, that's the hard part to really reconcile, you know, to understand that, you know, God, His will is to put us through something difficult. You know, the scriptures in Isaiah talk about Jesus, how it was God's will, it was the Father's will to crush Him. It was the Father's will to crush His own Son. And His own Son that had no sin. The pure, spotless Lamb of God, the will of the Father was to crush Him. Now, if that is the will of the Father towards the pure, spotless Lamb of God, His Son, His only begotten Son, what is the will of the Father towards us? And should we expect... What is it that should we not be willing to follow in His footsteps? Like Jesus said to James and John when their mother tried to secure them the seats on His right and His left. And what did the mother say to them? He said, can you drink the cup that I'm about to drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm about to be baptized with? Are you able? They're like, oh yeah, we're able. See, everybody wants to sit at the right and the left. They don't realize what that means. You know, Jesus, for a follower of Christ, a disciple of Christ, you are a disciplined person. For somebody that would follow in the footsteps, you are going to experience similar things to what the Son of God experienced in His life. Because you are going to be taken and led by the Spirit of God through a path that God takes all of His disciples. You know, for example, we've talked about this a little bit before, but, you know, there's a season of training that we go through, wilderness training. We get separated, we get isolated, and, you know, He separates us unto Himself. In the wilderness, where you're tested. This happens. This happens to us. You know, you go through that, then you get brought out, you get put into something else. God does these things with you and I. You know, He does this stuff with us. It's, you know, for us, the challenge that we face is always the need is to overcome. To him who overcomes. That is constantly the rallying point for the children of God. To Him who overcomes. That is the call for the children of God. That is the call for the church in this time. That is the call for you in your life. To Him who overcomes. To not overcome is to not fulfill the call. How do you overcome? What did Jesus say? John 16, end of the chapter. Remain in me. Well, actually, no, that's John 15 about remaining in him and his words remaining in you. You'll bear much fruit. But John 16 said, you know, I overcame the world. You know, in this world you'll have trouble. But take heart, for I've overcome the world. You are to take heart because he overcame the world. And you and I overcome because we remain in him. And his words remain in us. And we draw close to him. We draw nigh unto him. In spite of the things that we face, in spite of the difficulties, we press in rather than looking for a way out. You know, for you and I, the challenge of this life is always going to be to overcome. And God, by his grace and his love for us, is going to allow us to be put into difficult circumstances, into difficult situations, to get the dross out of us, to burn the stuff out of us that shouldn't be there. And you know what? While you're in the middle of it, it's not easy, but when you're through it, you will appreciate what he's done with you. You know, that's the thing that a lot of people have a hard time understanding. When you're through it, when you come to the other side of it, you will appreciate it. So, you know, but it's when you are finished and with that season and you have a chance to look back. Now, I know that you and I have paid some dues along the way. But you know what? Whatever it is that you and I have gone through, it is nothing compared to what Christ Jesus went through for our redemption, for our salvation. And, you know, you don't have to worry, because in all of this, he will carry you through. He will do the right thing. He will enable the right thing to happen in and through your life. But you got to trust him. And you know, that's, you know, one of the toughest things is always going to be to not try to save yourself and to leave it up to him, to let him save you, to let him redeem you, to let him fight for you. You know, I know, you know, with the seasons, you know, one of the struggles that I think we all have too is children of God, you sense things. You feel things. You don't have a stone heart like worlders do. You don't have a callous heart. You feel. You care. Things affect you. And you know that's good, because that's how we were designed. That's how we were made. We're supposed to feel things. But at the same time, God wants us to raise up into another level. He wants you and I to raise up into another level of how we respond and how things impact us. See, things can impact you just fine, but how do you respond to it? You know, what do you do with that? Because depending, that's the next level that God would have us to go. It's not that we have things, it's the same thing. You know, the change takes place within. This was something that God taught me. You know, one time while I was on a trip, I was in a pretty rough spot. And, you know, the thing that God showed me during that time, it was out of Acts 16, was if the change takes place within, you know, that in and of itself is going to be what makes the difference. The change within, not the change outside, not the change in your external circumstances, your external situations, but something's got to shift inside. If something shifts inside, a prison can be a palace. You know, if something shifts inside, you will not, your life will not be contingent on your circumstances. Your life will be contingent on where the peace of God is. But if something doesn't shift inside, you are going to constantly be looking for something in this life and in this world that you will, it'll never satisfy you. So the prayer is, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. And where's the kingdom? The kingdom is within. The establishment of the rule and reign of the King of Kings within you to fill your entire being. So there's nothing left but Him. And that is the plan and purpose of God for you. So with that, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Good to be back online. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. All right. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.